Get into the Christmas spirit with Southern Volkswagen. Free 5-year warranty across the entire range. Southern Volkswagen Ranelagh.
Great to have your company, Adelaide. Date night, which is in conflict with Christmas party. Get to that in a moment. Let's get the big man in right now. Jars, big news today. Massive news as I welcome you to a Friday afternoon show.
G'day, Lou. G'day, Adelaide. Let's get on underway. I had to. I'm sorry I'm late because I couldn't get a train in.
Yes.
I do apologise to you and the family. I got here late.
Yeah, so I didn't, and I refused to take a bus. And you were too after having, was it 6 months?
Nine months.
All right, the big news, the sporting news of the day is that Trav Boak, Port Adelaide's skipper, is stepping down from the captaincy. At a press conference just a little early, here's Trav explaining the fact that why he's getting away from it, but what an honour it has been.
Absolutely loved, leading this great club. I come into this club as an 18, 19-year-old to happy to play a game and to captain this club for 6 years. It's been a huge honour and something that I'll cherish forever. But there always comes a point in time where it's time to hand it on, and I think this is the perfect time. What you are as captain is you want to make sure that your message is getting across well enough the whole time. And I think right now it's time for a new voice, really. My role's not going to change a hell of a lot, but I'm still going to help whoever is next. And I think it's a perfect opportunity for that next person to take over it.
There's Trav explaining his thoughts. Do you agree with it, Joe?
He's made the right decision. There's no doubt. He can just focus on what's left of his football career and just enjoy his footy. Got to get him back on the ball. This high half forward role hasn't suited Trav Boak, as I'm concerned. I think he's a really good elite midfielder. Like Lukey Hodge, like Roughhead from Hawthorn. They get to that 28, 29, 30.
I think he can be a little selfish again and step away and won't have a break from footy in the brain because you're not captain. And like he said, your standards won't stop because that's
not
what you
at
are.
All.
So I too like it. I really like the call. Who replaces him? Ken Hinckley talks about it.
I think there's a great opportunity now for three and a half months or whatever it might be for whoever the replacement. It's a big job. It's a big person you're replacing. So to give them some time to get used to that idea and to see some growth in some individuals, that will be really exciting for, I'm sure, for Trav to watch, but also for us to watch.
I like that call too. I like the call. Just watch him now. See how it all... I love how the pecking order falls.
You do?
Yeah, and that's what I do when the 1 to 4 years go back. I love how it all works because what you got now, Trav can just sit back, relax.
Yep.
Who's going to try too hard? Who's going to undersell them? Who really wants it? And who's just going to be natural?
Do you go co-captains? Do Port Adelaide look at co-captains?
There's a good gag there, but you'd have to, because they wear number one, the captain of Port Adelaide. It's a little bit hard to have two number ones.
You can't have one wearing one or 11.
I don't think so. I don't like co-captains, Joe.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't.
So not at all. But anyway.
I would imagine there's you would only entertain that if there's no standout.
Yeah.
And if you thought, two would be better than one because it's such a big job and demanding job these days.
For what it's worth, Tom Jonas for me.
Yeah, I think
for what it's worth.
I think Ollie needs a little bit more time. Yep. Ollie wants.
Yeah.
I think Tommy Jonas, ready built.
Yeah, nice.
Man's man, strong in his character, demeanour, you know. And follow me, boys.
But well done, Travy. Absolute great selfless, that young man.
Massive show. Treasure will join us later on. He can actually tell us what it's like and what it does for you when you hand it back in.
Yeah.
All right. Apologies are back today.
No, not again.
Yeah, well, they've had a couple of spells for a couple of weeks. That is thrown in there. Don't forget Die Friday. Yeah. Quiz with
of
no name.
Of course.
Roll the dice.
Yes, sir.
Chance to get 6 Automasters. But up next, but before we get to it, ever so quickly, it's our Christmas show tonight. We've all been forewarned about the behaviours and the responsibilities.
Yeah, I've got the email.
You've got a history of not coming home at certain days.
No, don't go. Come on, that was 30 years ago.
I know, but there is a scene out of Planes, Trains and Automobiles, which is very relevant for the next segment. Steve Martin, John Candy, final scene.
Yeah.
Parting
very
company.
Very emotional.
This could be you and I.
You didn't cause me any trouble. You got me home. And a little late.
Couple days.
Let's hope that we're not having that conversation, that when we part at midnight tonight, that is it, my friend, and you go home, and I go home, and everybody wakes up happy.
Having a nice big turkey tomorrow.
Up next, we're going to talk about the trains. They're not coming. They're not coming.
What a knob.
We're going to schedule
Who's
some works
knob?
Done on when the biggest event in town is on the test. That's next. Our Transport Minister, Stephen Knoll.
That's him.
Knollsy's done it again.
Yeah. Well done, Knollsy.
Different Knollsy, though. Stephen Knoll. We are suspending the running of our trains whilst the Adelaide test is on.
It's
come under huge fire. none more so than from Tommy Kay. Yeah. Tommy Koutsantonis, who would just have licked his lips when he heard this announcement. He had this to say.
There are 52 weekends in a year, and the government have chosen the Adelaide Test. I've got to say, it's crazy. The Premier has to intervene, and he's got to tell the Transport Department that trains have to run.
He went on to also add, it's beyond stupid. It is beyond incompetence.
Well, they're doing repairs to the track over the next 2 days, or the 2 days of that weekend, aren't they?
Well, the closure is to allow access to the tracks near to where the SA Health and Medical Research Institute 2 building is being constructed on North Terrace. That's what it's for.
Right.
Nolsey 2, not 1. Nolsey 2. Hadn't been a good year for Nolsey 1 either, by the way. He has suggested there was no other time we could do it because the coming up soon is the Carols by Candlelight. That's the weekend after, and that is massive, and I get that.
Yeah.
I would have thought, though, and then obviously you've got the busy shopping weekends heading into Christmas. Really should have been picked in between footy and cricket.
Yes.
Not very hard, I don't think, Nolsey.
He's a rookie too, this boy.
Yeah, he's a bit wet behind rookie the ears, listed. The young lad. And Cricket Australia have even jumped in.
They're not happy, Lou.
On this. And they said on the South Australian government's decision to not run train services on day 3 and 4 of the test, Cricket Australia said, this is disappointing for test cricket fans who have come to expect a reliable public transport service. I can tell you that substitute buses will be
available.
But I mean, what are you going to ride on, a train or a bus?
Lou, do you know more people use public transport on the test match weekend than any other weekend during our
I know,
year?
I know, Jack. It's perfect because you can have a few beers and go home and stay off the roads.
Wow.
It is crazy, all right? They are urging the minister to immediately reconsider his plans. As the government data suggests that 10 to 14% of test attendees utilise train services. That's massive.
He'll dig his heels in, this boy.
It is a massive cock-up. Massive. I don't know who's doing the planning in there, but just fix it because it makes life so much easier. Otherwise, the station is right there on your doorstep. The idea of having to hang around to get on buses and bits and pieces, it's really beyond me, and it feels like we've gone back 15 years in the space of a day. Mm. All right, 1-333-53. Just, I think Nolsey needs some feedback.
Yeah. What about me?
Where is Let's Ride? Drive. Come on.
Let's go.
I would have had that.
I would have. Yesterday's show was on such a high.
Brilliant
to production.
Good producer.
And just a great team environment. 1-333-53. Love to get your thoughts on the train works going ahead during day 3 and 4 of our test match, which we rely on so heavily. Give us a thought on what Nolsey is doing to our town.
Jason Louis, Triple M.
Adelaide trains will be cancelled, all Adelaide trains, over the weekend of December 8 and 9. That is days 3 and 4 of the Adelaide v India test. It's crazy stuff. Nolsey, our new transport minister, said there's no alternative. But I tell you what, I don't like it one bit, Juice. One bit at all. Looking for some feedback on the phones and on Twitter. Ann Sargent's got feedback for us.
What's she saying?
Get a cab or catch a bus, you tight asses.
Oh, Ann.
That's fair call. What about an Uber?
Steve of Edwardstown. G'day, Steve.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Stevie, what do you think about this?
Oh, I think it's very disrespectful. Totally an Australian. And what look did it give to people from your overseas tourists, interstate tourists?
Yep.
It's just not on, mate.
Yeah, it doesn't paint us in a good light. And surely there must have been other weekends on the calendar that we could have gone through. Or if it wasn't, Stevie, maybe we should have known well in advance.
It just proves what a joke the Liberal Party are. I mean, they should change their slogan.
To what?
ACDC, train ran off the track.
All right. Beautiful.
He's a comedian.
Get out the high, Stevie boy.
Loretta of Salisbury. G'day, Loretta.
Hi, how you going?
Yes.
What do you think, Loretta?
Well, there's a couple of schools of thought. Maybe the government can predict the future, and the test will be all over by then.
Mm.
Or I think when that transport minister goes through puberty, he might be worth something.
Oh. All right. Moving on. Thank you, Loretta.
Grossum,
All right. Okay. And I think Keith's got a similar point, but it's well worth making. Yep. Go, Keithy.
G'day, Keithy.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Well, she stole my thunder. I was going to say, it's probably going to be over in two anyway, so you won't need the transport on the Saturday.
Two-day test match.
Not a bad call. And the other one too, Keith, is that no one's supporting them and turning up, so what's the point?
Well, yeah, for 20 people, what's the point exactly?
Okay. No, nice one.
Good on you, mate.
Just seems strange that it would come out and get dropped on us now, Jar.
Mm.
That it, especially when it's a real chance again to impress. It's a massive event.
Got tourists coming over.
It's designed to use public transport. Mm. No bigger weekend, like you said.
Well, the Gawler, Elizabeth, Outer Harbour, the Grange, Seacliff and Belair lines, those cricket fans are going to be... They're the ones that will be affected by it.
Absolutely. I mean, the last time I let someone go to the cricket via public transport, and that was a push bike, he didn't get home in great order.
He didn't, did he?
No, a former colleague of ours who used to work in radio many years ago, Ferg, rode the bike down, had a stop on the way home and then couldn't find his bike after that when he arrived home. And it'd be fair to say that good old Mill, who used to work on SAFM with us,
Ginger,
she let fly at me on a Monday.
Oh, Nolsey!
Don't do that, though, if you're going to have a few beers. Good on you, Nolsey.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because our Warren...
Warren!
Gary Treadrey!
I'm sorry, I've got a good tan.
The great man joins us right now. Sorry, Treadrey, I'm just reading my notes on Travis Boak and the big announcement today on the Port website, nonetheless, that Trav Boak will not continue on as skipper. A six-year reign has come to an end. Good call, bad call?
Good call, and I think he's been an overwhelming success. Hasn't had the ultimate success as a premiership skipper. Got pretty close a few years ago now, 4 years ago, when they got to that prelim. But you got to take yourself back 6 years, 6.5 years, 7 years, when he's stuck fat, when the Cats came to town and they had every reason to leave and he'd had a few issues
personally.
It was
like an episode of Entourage.
Yeah, there were a few personal issues around family and bits and pieces and decided to stick it out. And really, you know, Jackson Trengove, I think, was first to put pen to the paper, but they all made a pact. Robbie Gray, Jackson, Hamish Hartlett, you know, Boakey. And he, along with, you know, Koshy and the new board and Keith Thomas in particular and Ken Hinckley revolutionised their footy club. Because let's face it, Port at that stage were a basket case. They were bankrupt and they found a way to survive. Obviously, Adelaide Oval has a lot to do with it, but also embracing the Port Army. And I think this decision is going to be brilliant. Ken Hinckley said in the presser today, there are four or five candidates. I don't buy that. I think there's two.
Who
I think it's
they?
Ollie Wines and it's Tom Jonas.
Done.
And right now, I think Tom Jonas should be captain.
You look at co-captains?
It may. Yeah. It may. Sydney's been the only team that's had
can't
success.
Can't do it at Port Adelaide because you'd have to have two number ones.
Well, you can give an 11.
Trez, you said success. What is success being a captain of an AFL club?
Well,
what is
ultimate
it?
Success is premiership. Right.
But what's really hard to get. What's the real success? Is it instilling the culture?
I think the fact is he instills a hard work ethic culture.
Because he's got great integrity.
Absolutely. Mm. And how to treat people both on and off the field. We've seen what he's done with the Cancer Council.
He's a wonderful
phenomenal
young man.
And he's performed on, you know, even in his new role, he's playing solid footy. You know, everyone, it's not
should
all Australian
should he go back
footy.
On the ball next year?
I hope so.
Yeah,
but
I'm with you.
I don't think they will. Because I love his sidestep at his best. No one could, Trey Kalim, he could sidestep. But also, too, I think he's really been a serious clubman. You know, he buys in. People listen to him. Is he a smack it between the eyes skipper? Probably not. But he leads by example. Mm. He trains. He's professional. He has a standard that, you know, not too many do. And I think what he'll find out of all this, and I was someone who
can we
talk
ask you
from this
question,
experience.
How will it help him? You've done this exact same thing. We love it because I think you can go back and to start to look after yourself as you finish your career instead of worrying about others because your standards won't drop.
No, your standards won't. And you actually be, I think he'll be revitalised. I know I was many moons ago.
Okay.
The difference is right now, he can rock up, prepare, get himself strapped, have some opinion with the leadership group, drive the standards on the training track, and that's what he'll continue to do, and pick people up if they're doing short, cutting short on a few things. And then he does his weights and he goes home and he's going to sit back and go, wow, you know how many pairs of Rogers underwear I can now sell? He's going to have some time because not only do you only realise this, Louis, when you step away because you go, and the boys go, oh, what are you doing? Oh, we've got an hour and a half. Going to go home? No, let's go down to this little cafe or let's go to this. Whereas you go, oh, no, I've got a leadership meeting. I've got 15 minutes to grab something to eat.
Jars, did you feel the same when you were relieved of the deputy vice captaincy?
Oh, no.
Because I certainly didn't.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't.
Nah, what a wonderful young man.
Well
and we look forward to seeing his year next year.
Don't be surprised you get a big kick in his form in terms of just...
Yeah.
Now, you know, not that he has been bad, but because the
getting back
pressure's
on the ball.
Gone.
Now, Kevin Barlow, the great man, wants Port Adelaide to change their nickname. The pair.
Sure.
He wants it gone.
The pair.
Yeah.
The pair.
Well,
the pair.
Well, what do you say to that?
Until 2 years ago, the Tigers would have changed their nickname because there's no bite there.
I'll tell you what they do change. Let's get them back into the prison bars.
Yeah, well, that gets some
for
legs.
All your home games,
Andrew McLeod tweeted the other day.
Yeah, see that.
Loved his time playing under Jack Carr in the prison bars. Yeah. Why not do it
for
every home game?
Why not do it just
in the showdowns? Or why not do it?
So what happens to Port Magpies then?
150-year celebration. It's the same club. Playing in two comps, mate.
All right. Finally, and this is a serious one. You're doing some sniffing around and trying to work the phone.
No one's answering the bloody phone.
The sample. Obviously, what you get, people don't know this. The reward when you get players drafted out of your
used to
team,
be about 25 grand, Louis. So
as soon as you get picked up, then it's on a games played basis.
Yeah, so either if you're in a sample team or a VFL, or not VFL team, but a sample team or Waffle or even country footy.
Yep.
You know, North Ballarat
got money,
whoever, you get 25 grand roundabouts. We're just saying roundabouts numbers. Then you play your first
games.
Game, bang another lot. Then you play 50 or I think there was 10 or 15. It was a staggered amount. And you get to 200 as another payment go through. And sometimes some of these clubs, you know, Wyala Footy Club and bits and pieces like that, this can be the difference between surviving and
absolutely
not. But my understanding is there's been a rule change. I'm not sure how, but it was snuck through pretty quietly, is that North Adelaide, who had me drafted?
Five.
So that would be, 125 in the old?
Yeah.
Now apparently all that money goes into a pool at Sandful and then distributed to all the clubs.
Is it the 8 clubs or the 10 clubs?
Well, it'll be the
won't be the Crows
the foundation
Port.
Clubs. So Port was clubs, a foundation club, but they relieved that with their one club.
Wow.
So North, who'd normally get 125, gets a total pool of, you know, Westies Rankin.
Let's just say it's 500.
You get 500, because we had 15 players drafted.
You get 50 grand.
Yeah.
Each club.
Instead of 125. Yeah, so
and someone who's got none.
So my point on
some
this,
some clubs wouldn't be happy with that.
And I'm trying to ring clubs to get it confirmed, and I think they know what I'm ringing because I left a message.
Good.
is I reckon the crap clubs.
Yeah.
I don't mean crap and they're disrespectful, but the ones, you know, South Adelaide has struggled to
West Adelaide
get players drafted.
Yeah.
They actually are propped up because of this. But if you're developing the player, and I get all the revenue from Footy Park gets to distribute to all the clubs because it's even, but surely if you're developing an individual player who comes from your system and you fund
zone,
that system, North Adelaide have done with Jacob Surgeon and Kari, spending a lot of money in development to get that right, and no coincidence they win a flag, surely you get the fruits of your own labour.
I agree.
Yeah, you've got to.
I agree. Hey, before you go, good to see you again. My mate here, we've got our Christmas show tonight, Triple M, date night. It's been cancelled again. What shall he do?
It's too late, mate. It's Cinderella.
Well, our Christmas show. Are you
after
coming?
Midnight? No.
So what?
Cinderella.
So what? Date night's been cancelled, or the Christmas show you cancelled?
Christmas
on?
Show's
He's
on.
I went, I went the Christmas show last year. Neither you rocked up.
I was there, you buffoon.
Oh, that's
he rocked
right.
up late.
I got
Did
there.
You?
Yeah. It's a rush.
See you next week. Yeah.
Jars and Louis with Treaders on 104.7 Triple M. Yes, you do.
Triple M. The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters.
Car need a service or repair? Zip Pay is now available at Automasters, giving you the option to fix now and pay later. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, big thank you to Automasters. $1,000, they stump it up every single time. The Big Boss Carl, shout out if you're listening. Mm. Checking in on us, making sure we're doing a good job of it. And if you've got any issues with your car, take it in. They will take care of it, whether it's just a plain old service jars, anything you need.
Zip Pay now available, Lou. I just saw it straight in.
Have a look at that. Somebody's been reading the credit lines. quickly, a Redbacks update, please, in Tasmania.
Not pleasant at the moment, Lulu. We're 7 for 190. We trailed by 212 runs, but Callum Ferguson is 96, not out.
Ferg.
And Nick Winter is 25. There's two ducks
in our
second innings. Joe Mini, back-to-back ducks.
Oh, dear. Well, expecting phone calls next week because we're still on air. All right. Die Friday, Jazz. I get to roll the
you
dice and see how many Automasters lifelines we can get up. Who is playing for the cash today?
Let's go to Morfitt Vale. Hello, Josh. Welcome on a Friday, my friend.
G'day, boys. How are you?
All right. How's your day, Joshy?
Yeah, going well. Just come off the golf course and, hopefully win some cash.
All right. Okay. Left hand, right hand, a little bit of googly, wronging. What do you need?
Yeah,
give us a wronging, eh?
Wronging. All right. Go Zamps or Warney.
That's off the table.
They can't go off the table, mate.
There it is.
Oh, look at the hop. You got five, mate. Five Automasters.
Joshy.
Oh, good work.
Now, strategy, mate. Get it right.
What about the fizz on it?
It was lovely. Lovely little tweak.
If we had cameras in studio, you'd be able to see it, family.
Not much grass on this deck.
Righto, Josh. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Murph will be a little tight and testy on the answers. All right. So your time starts at the end of your first question. Good luck. Here's Jar.
No worries.
What's happening at Suncorp Stadium tonight, Josh?
The Horn Mundine fight.
Name the Australian cricketer with the nickname Uzi.
Uzma Khawaja.
What city is the Adelaide Motorsports Festival taking place in? What city?
Automasters.
What is the highest ranked AFL team according to champion data?
Oh, heard that.
You got five Automasters.
Melbourne.
Who are Brisbane Roar playing tonight?
Adelaide.
How many runs did Jake Weatherald for the Redbacks make in the second innings?
Automasters.
True or false, Travis Cloke has stepped down as Port Adelaide's captain?
Automasters.
Who is the oldest team in the AFL?
Automasters.
That's four. Which state are the Boomers playing in tonight?
Which state? Automasters.
All right, and who has champion data ranked as the number one player in the AFL? Quick. Quick.
Not again. Not again.
Oh, no. Joshy.
Analysing now.
Joshy. Been a great day. He's been on the course. He almost had $1,000 in the hand.
Three,
I don't even
four,
need this.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Josh.
I can't believe I said Automasters for the cloak one. That
exactly.
Was
exactly. Just chewed up your time. Trip played with your brain. That's Sean Craig Murphy's specialty. A specialty. He got you. Josh. And we're never going to live it down, mate. For your efforts, though, you do get
what's
something, Jar.
What's he get, Sean? I'm on reading it. What's he got, Sean?
I'm
Sean,
doing...
what's he got?
Well, that's what you do.
No, you do that.
Okay. Ice House. Double pass to Ice House. Special guest, Sunny Boys. Do, Re, Me, Mentors, Anything. This is going to go Josh. Off live at Glenelg Beach, Sunday, Feb 10. Tickets through Ticketmaster.
Josh. If you can, Josh.
Not bad, boys.
Have a great weekend, mate.
Oh. All right, you too, guys. Thanks for that.
Thanks for playing.
That's twice that sound.
Remarkably upbeat. I would have been, fair dinkum, I would have smashed
very
the phone.
Very good energy.
I would have. All right, let's play. For those playing along at home, what city is the Adelaide Motorsport Festival taking place in? He wasted an Automasters there. Of course, Adelaide. Yeah. Second one, how many runs did Jake Weatherill make in the second innings in Tassie? He made a duck. Yeah. That was Automasters there.
Well done, Sean.
All right. True or false, Travis Cloke has stepped down. He went Automasters. What a waste. What a waste. Who is the oldest team in the AFL? He went Automasters. It was Hawthorn. He went Automasters. The Boomers are playing in Victoria tonight at Margaret Court Arena. And who has champion data ranked as number one player in the AFL? Time ran out on him. Of course, it was Patrick the Butcher.
Did he have six Automasters? Did he use six?
No.
Was number four. Did he get that right, didn't he?
Yeah, Melbourne. Remember?
Thank you.
He blurted Melbourne out nicely. No, that's why I thought he was home.
Yeah.
I thought he was home from that point on. With six to play, let's put it in golfing analogies because that's what he did today. With six to play, he had four Automasters up his sleeve. I mean, it's unthinkable that you could lose.
It is.
From there.
This is a brutal competition.
Did he do a Greg Norman and choke?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh. Take the smile off your face, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Car need a service or repair? Zip Pay, as Jar said before, is now available at Automasters, giving the option to fix now and pay later. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTER.
When you do the Zip Pay bit, you've got to sniff into the microphone.
Okay. Zip Pay.
That's it.
Oh.
He did a lot of that in his
car. Yeah. Hey.
It's the Rush Hour for Jar's and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time to say sorry.
It's time for me to say I'm sorry.
You know what? We just got that wrong.
But again, I'm not going to apologise for us trying to get better.
And that was clearly a mistake.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
A great little segment where we go over the week and just fix a few things up. Quickly, a cricket score, and we may have to apologise to the Redbacks because rain has come to almost save them.
Absolutely, Lulu. So we trailed by 210 runs. So obviously we're 7 for 192. Ferg is 96 not out, and Nick Winter is 26 not out, Lou. So yeah, rain's helped us. Could be another draw, Lou. Fingers crossed.
All right, fingers crossed. All right, first apology, Murph. I need one from you. Early in the week, we were talking about darts, elite darts, and farts and farting etiquette. And then Murph tried to get cute and take us all to Murph Town with a sign off like this. Are you a rotten eggs man?
It's the Rush Hour.
Baked beans.
Jars and Louis, 105.7 Triple M.
Oh, you.
Come on.
That.
Come on.
Murph.
I mean, if I wanted that much cheese, I'd go to the dairy section at the supermarket.
You agree? You agree? That's an apology. Yep. Okay, cool.
Here
we go.
AustralianRadioSchool.com.
Next one. Absolutely. Yeah. Next one is Jars, it's you and I, and we should know better. A couple of pros like ourselves decided to do a visual gag on an audio medium. Yeah,
what that? Do you normally roll with?
Rock.
You want to do one now?
All right, let's go.
Are you going on the third? Is that the release?
On the third.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Go.
Yeah, you've got to describe it. You just can't do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. If someone was videoing it,
I'd be paper.
Yeah. It's a fair call, Murph. You got to describe it.
That's
boys.
Main event stuff, that.
It certainly
that's
is.
Main event. what are we doing this
rock,
for?
Paper,
this is not
scissors.
How we do apologies.
This is how we
do.
Yeah, we do. Like this every week. We walk our way through it. I got to put my hand up this time around.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I thought we were into a segment or it was coming or something. Anyway, all I know is I did a Jarman.
Oh, I thought we were talking about it now.
No,
aren't we?
No, it's coming up next.
Are we going to do it next, are we?
I don't know.
No, we're doing it now.
No, you've lost your marbles. We're doing it now.
We're doing it now.
Yeah, we're doing it now, love.
For once, Jars is right.
I tell you what, I've had a Jarman.
Tell you what, just as
I was switched on that night.
Isn't it crazy? Just as you're morphing into KG, I'm morphing into you.
Oh, my KG. What else we got
and
for apologies?
A beauty. We saved the best for last. The quiz with no name is a standout. It's a benchmark
on
this show, and we take it very seriously.
Yeah.
Had a discussion in a break about a certain question being changed. One particular member of the Rush Hour was not listening.
Here we go, Nath. Who won the Newcastle Supercars yesterday?
No, mate.
Read the question. Read the question, mate.
Which driver has won this year's supercar yesterday?
No. Start again. Hang on, Nath.
Damn it. Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
Yeah, read the question mark.
Which driver won this year's supercars at Newcastle?
No, stop. During the break, we explained exactly because there was two questions around that topic. And in the break, we told Jars question one was being changed. He thought it was question nine being changed. Again, the good old active listening wasn't switched on with the great man.
Complete stitcher.
Have you got anything to say for that?
No, not at all. I'm not apologising for that because you guys got it wrong. That question should have been done and proofread half hour before we got on the show.
Since when have you ever proofread?
Half hour before we got on the show. We don't make it up as we go along.
Comes from the same bloke who likes to ad-lib questions and try and memorise them. And hey, before we get out of here, we've got our Christmas show tonight.
Date night?
Yeah. No, done. No good. After midnight, shot. Booty calls, no. Love Actually springs to mind. A scene out of that great movie. Mm. Maybe this could be happening tonight. And if it does, it'll be awfully dangerous.
Any chance of a dance with the boss?
Yeah, sure. As long as your boyfriend doesn't mind.
Mr. Jimmy Patterson.
Oh, no, don't say so.
And Matty O'Reilly. They're our bosses, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know. Just be careful.
Dits
have a great time.
There,
keep it in your pants. Have a great night. Weekend.
Jars and Lurie, it's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Brand new segment, and it only happens on a Friday, but it is available and you can be a candidate all week, if that makes sense. The term flog was brought to us by Warren Gary Treadray, the one and only, the Wiz.
Yeah.
And we thought we would name a segment finally after him after X amount of years, known as the Friday Flog Jar. Yeah. All right, so it is away to you as to who's in the running and who is. The Triple M Rush Hour Friday Flog.
The Minister for Transport, Stephen Knowlesy.
Knowlesy.
I've got no idea, Knowlesy, the rookie.
Oh,
he goes in. He's first cab off the rank.
Of course, if you missed that story, all Adelaide trains will be cancelled over the weekend of December 8 and 9.
Yep.
Does that ring a bell? That's right. Yeah,
that's
day
right.
3 and 4 of the test
Absolutely.
Match. The Adelaide test, Australia v India. They will not be running. Can't do it the next week because of carols. Can't do it the week after that because of Christmas shopping.
Mm.
Only had 48 other weeks of the year to get it
there
done.
There you go, Luke.
All right.
So he's in there. I've got another one for you.
Yep.
The St Kilda Football Club's cringeworthy membership video.
G-Train.
Fraser Gehrig.
Stephen Milne.
Horrendous.
I tell you what, I haven't seen such bad acting since Will Smith and who was the other guy in Bad Boys teamed up.
That's a good movie.
I actually like that.
Friday Flogs, they're in.
Hardly Butch Cassidy and the Sundance
no,
Kid.
No.
All right, can I throw one in?
Of course you can, Luke.
And you brought it to our attention in Law and Backyard Order.
Or did too.
The phone zombies that are walking our streets.
There you go. Hear, hear.
They are Friday Flogs. I'm telling you now. We cannot have that. Get your heads up. Be alert.
No.
Get the ears. Trouble in the jungle when you're out crossing roads out there.
I'm with you, Lou. Can I throw another one in before we...
Jill Seg.
The Redbacks cricket side.
Oh, yeah.
All out for 136 on a beautiful batting deck.
Yeah.
And, under siege in the second innings.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
But there's a couple of boys there. Yeah. Joe Minnie, back-to-back ducks, and Jake Wetherall made ducks. Oh, so they're in Friday's Flogs.
I'm not sure if I can do this, but can I do one on behalf of someone?
Go, Luke.
This is on behalf, I got a text the other day from Michael Clark saying, could I mention Jared Waitley in the Friday Flog segment? Don't know whether that's allowed or not, but I'm throwing it out there, Jar. All right. Okay. That is your Friday Flogs. All
there
right.
There you go, family.
Plenty more still to come here on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Driving you home. All right. Having a good night. We're at the Christmas party. Yeah. Getting ready.
Good luck.
104.7
Good luck,
Triple M.
I don't need luck.
It's a game of skill.